Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, we've reached the Idiocracy. Take a listen to this text from Stoney's friend. Oh, Stoney's here because Rico Beard is having an eclipse party.
Yes. And it's not from Lenny. It's from a friend named Kenny. He says, you guys not stepping out for the eclipse?
No, because we're working.
I said, why? He said, ha, 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 because everyone else is. I said, it's freaking, I didn't use the word freaking, stupid. He says, I know, but it's cool for like 5 to 10 seconds. I said, well, I'm watching it on TV. He goes, you may see it darken out your window. He goes, maybe I'll try and go out naked and just go blind. Half blind anyway and deaf.
All right, it's official. Stoney hangs out with a moron. All right, so.
He's a Spartan.
We let lots of morons in, including a guy to coach the football team at one point. So let me.
Which one?
Okay, let's get to it.
Muddy, John L., I know. Bobby.
I know. Here, you want it, you got it. I don't care. Nope, that's not it. All right, let me just move on.
Yes.
Wrong button. I think I have something that's less entertaining than the eclipse. It's your Detroit Tigers.
Oh, no, you mean the 6-3 Tigers?
Yeah, see, you know what that is? That's stats for dummies. Because the whole, like, and let me say this. I want to give a PSA. This is not a shot at Doug. This is not a shot at Doug. This is not a shot at Doug. We view the world differently. I heard Doug talking about this thing. Not a shot at Doug. And it was, oh, I don't care how they win. I just care that they win. And I'm like, okay, tremendous. Except the way they're winning is wholly unsustainable and even more offensive, not entertaining. In fact, it's actually abhorrent to watch.
It would be different if those six wins were against, I don't know,
teams with
Texas
pulse.
Rangers, teams like that, you know, good teams, the Astros, whatever. I don't even know what those records are, but you know what I'm saying. You're right. Good teams. The offense is cliche offensive.
Right. I mean, so here's your offense in 9-inning games this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One run. Three runs. One run. 5-0-1. They are scoring less than 2 runs per 9 innings. Okay, congrats, you erupted in the 10th inning of a game. Watching these games, including losing 2 of 3 to the A's, who are a disgrace to all sports. My problem is this. This is not an opinion about 9 games. This is now an opinion of 5 years. And it's also, if you want a shorter term thing, it's the entire year plus now of the Scott Harris regime. In my world, we're 173 games into this. 172, whatever it is. The offense was garbage last year. They decided to play smartest guy in the room and do nothing offensively of note this offseason. Mocking, essentially, any of us who wanted them to, you know, spend money. And now, the byproduct as we start this year is Torque stinks again. Riley Green is eh. And you got a bunch of players who stink. You cannot watch this.
Their slugging percentage is .337, which is 24th in the league. The other of the lowest 19 slugging percentages in the league, the Tigers are the only one that has a winning record.
Right, because it's fake. Because they've played the worst teams in the sport. And again, can it turn? Could we be here in 14 days and they could explode and we could feel better about ourselves, yes, and Torque could be on a 9-game win streak. Yes, but here's what I don't do. And Stoney, I'm sure you have your own opinion on it. I don't do let it play out radio. We're here now. And I feel like I'm watching a carbon copy of last season, because the pitching will be good and the bullpen will be good. But you're not going to get to 90 wins scoring 2 runs a game.
No, you're absolutely
not.
It's
awful.
And, you know, in fairness to Scott Harris and the administration, and I don't know if it's fair or not, but I think that they knew the offensive problems that they had, and they wanted another year in their minds of develop, whether it's in Toledo or Erie, whatever, and then see what you got. Give the kids another year where they're not going to spend money on the Chapmans, the JDs, which I disagree with on JD Martinez. Now, if you care about OPS, the guys who have the best OPS on this team, there's 2 of them that are 800 or more. And that's
Canna's one.
Canna and Urshela are the other ones. And Carson Kelly is 3rd. So the guys that they've picked up OPS-wise have been okay. It's just they have, I think every home run, I believe, I could be wrong, has been a solo home run. The biggest issue here I have is not who they picked up and who they didn't pick up. Because we can argue that for a long time, and especially right, if Max Clark never develops in anything,
yeah,
and
right,
Langford does.
Boy, why Langford couldn't be in this lineup playing every day.
Okay, I get all that.
I want to apologize to you.
No, the biggest problem I have is Torque and Meadows and even Riley Green to a lesser extent. These are your supposedly your core of your team, and they're not getting any better. That's the biggest problem to me. Because if they were producing, then the guys that they have, your Frankenstein at 3rd, whatever you want to call them, they wouldn't look as bad. In fact, even McKinstry, his batting average blows, but his OPS is 734.
Right.
They are following the organizational mantra of working counts, getting on base. Unfortunately, they have the power of, I don't know, idiots who are watching the eclipse, which means none.
I think my issue, and I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. My issue is the division's wide open.
Yeah.
And you're not trying.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can talk about we want to develop, we think we've got answers down on the farm, and they might, but that's for 2025 and 26 and 27. That has nothing to do with right now. And none of the deals we talked about, whether it was a JD, whether it's a Chapman, whether it's making a trade, whether it was any of these other things, none of these deals that we were talking about were 3-, 4-, 5-year commitments.
And
none.
You can argue the money that they spent on Flaherty and Maeda, which doesn't look real good right now.
I didn't want Flaherty.
They could have spent on the guys that you've mentioned and have Manning have one of the spots on the rotation.
Right. And look, Mike, here's the thing. This is what drives me nuts about it. It really irks me. When we talk about these things, we want to make it this binary thing where it's this or that. And it's, you can run parallel paths. There is no issue. When you have young players that need to develop, they need help. Do you know what Colt Keith needs? Help.
Right.
Torque needs help. Do you know what help is? It's a veteran bat. It's taking the pressure off. It's putting someone behind Torkelson that people really don't want to face. Or it's putting someone that extends that lineup in a meaningful manner. What I get so tired of is we have sat here, and it's not Scott Harris's fault, but it is his problem. And what I'm saying is, when you have entered a situation where the team's been irrelevant for a decade, it is not your fault, but it is your inherited problem. I do not sit here and simply reset the clock every time someone takes over. No, I don't find it acceptable if they're kicking the can down the road for some day far away where we'll spend or we'll be decent again. Like, Mike, division's right there for them.
Yeah, it is. Especially over the weekend, Cleveland lost their best pitcher.
Shane Bieber. I would love to know from people. And I understand. I totally understand. They're 6-3 and it's 9 games. Nobody is ready to launch themselves to the moon. But what I'm not having is fun. Because even if they win, it is make your eyes bleed baseball. I mean, they won a game in 11 against the Mets. It was scoreless through 9. You couldn't hit Sean Manea. Are you kidding me?
Now, you would agree, though, taking the entertainment value, you'd rather win 1-0 than lose 7-6.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Just want to make sure.
But I think you agree, and you're smart enough, you know the game, you are not winning this
one. No.
This is not sustainable.
No, unless you have a pitching staff of, you know, Scherzer and Verlander in their primes, and as good as, you know, we think Skubal will be and all the other guys.
The only guy they have right now that I'm convinced is a Cy Young caliber elite arm is Skubal.
Right.
Everything else is up for grabs.
Right.
I am willing to give organizationally the benefit of the doubt because of the work in the past that Chris Fetter has done, mm-hmm. because of the amount of arms they have. I believe the pitching will be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. And I think Scott Harris has done a good job cobbling a pen together. We're good.
Yes.
But offensively, this is dreck.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just awful to watch.
There's no doubt about it.
248-539-9797.
Excuse me, Mike. In Cleveland, we're 112 away from totality, which means, and we look out the window kind of here. And
yeah, hey, look, it's dark.
It is getting really, really
wow.
dark.
Wow. Almost wish I took the day off to just look at the sky.
No, you don't want to look at the sky.
Yeah, that's Rico right now.
Yeah, look, we love sports. We want to win. We get all that. But part of it,
you know what it is?
It's entertainment.
I want to help you. This right here, this is my issue with this town. Right here. There is no demand on this baseball
team. They're outside looking at the sun.
The hell they are. 95% of people are where they need to be. Work. There's no demand on this town. This organization skates. There is no pressure. There has not been a demand since the days of Leland. And even then, it was the hardest of hardcore baseball fans who wanted to call in and talk about a bullpen decision or talk about a
right.
lineup. Like last
That's
year,
what baseball's about.
Right, but
Second
last year I went
pitching.
Insane when AJ was batting Baez cleanup for no reason. And it's like people look at you like you're an alien. Like 9 games in, this offense is awful.
And don't you think if spring training means anything, and I don't know if it does or not.
Torque was like 5
right.
for 50.
That's my point. They couldn't hit in spring training a lot of these guys. But hey, everything's going to be cool because Wenzel Perez got called up.
Now, hold on.
We have to find out why.
Now, here's the interesting part. He is a shortstop second baseman.
Right. He's been playing a little outfield.
What it means is either someone's hurt or someone has to step away from the team for, I don't know, a personal situation, a family situation. Is somebody having a baby? Did somebody die? I don't know. God forbid someone got in trouble. I'm not saying that. I'm making
Ooh,
a point.
Or what about the 3 magic letters?
DFA?
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, how do you DFA a guy with a 200 OPS? How could you? Elite value. No, I don't think they would
Fielding
make...
has been stellar this
I don't think they would make that decision 9 games into the
nah,
year.
No, probably not.
So I do wonder. I wonder exactly what the Perez news is because you're going to call him up to play him.
Well, he's not playing tonight. according to MLB.com. It's Meadows, Green, Torque, Carpenter, Keith, Veerling, Baez, McKinstry, Rogers.
So then why are you calling him up?
I don't know. AJ's going to speak at about 4 o'clock, so hopefully we'll find out.
Okay, I'm sure he's in a cornfield watching the eclipse as well.
Yes.
Waste of time. You're hearing The Godfather because Rico's hosting an eclipse party. Can you imagine? 248-539-9797. I want to get to your phone calls. I'm just kidding. There aren't any, because you don't know your elbow from your bleep hole when it comes to baseball. You just don't care. Just say it. Right. Say you only care about a blue raspberry daiquiri and pounding Marlboro Reds. Just say it.
And boy, doesn't that home run celebration with the pizzas that threw the spear look really good?
Yeah, it feels wholly contrived.
Oh my God, the whole thing. Last year was the wings. This year it's a little Caesars. Do you think there's a little influence there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.